everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Jimmy. I'm your host, Jimmy Mejifayeboa, and joining me on the sofa is the lyrical healer and author of 100 Ways to Save Money.
Winsome Duncan.
Winsome Duncan is in the house.
I am.
I'm so excited that you've made time for this, because you're normally busy sorting everybody out and making sure that they've got jobs and they keep their jobs, right?
I have to make time because you're a ray of sunshine, my lily.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Let's hear a little bit about the brand named Winsome Duncan. Her accolades include Gold Challenger Award through Ixion Enterprise for 2014. Also the Les Brown Protégé for 2014, Best Emerging Talent, SADC Arts Forum 2013, Desmond Tutu Peer Mentor, as well as SADC Culture Award 2007. Wow, very well decorated. And if that wasn't enough, of course, she's also the author of 100 Ways, as I said, 100 Ways to Save Money. Tea with Lily is the social enterprise arm of Lynx Media. It's a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format, as you can tell, where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea. Guests from all walks of life join me on the sofa to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. The aim of it all is to give your brand a voice. So tell us, Winsome, tell us about the journey that led you to write this wonderful book I'm holding in my hand.
Being unemployed and having no money and feeling depressed has all contributed to my journey.
Depression, you being depressed, is not something that I can say that I feel is the truth. You're always bubbly, you're always full of fun, so, but I'm sure it's true, otherwise
you right.
Otherwise I wouldn't say that on air.
Yeah, you can say that on the air, and it's good because that's someone's persona, isn't it? It's an alter ego for me in terms of that whole lyrical healer facade, and you're expected to entertain, you're expected to smile, you're expected to have it all together. But I didn't, and I was depressed, and it was, you know, I hit rock bottom, and I decided, Lily, that I had to get up from here. And I believe that in life, if you don't listen, you get a pebble thrown at you. If you don't pay attention, then you get a rock thrown at you. And if you're hard-eared and hard-headed, you will get a brick, and you might actually feel concussed.
Definitely.
Yeah. And that's what happened. I had a brick. I was working as a teaching assistant in a school in a job that I hated, dragging myself to work every single day. And it was 2013, 4 days before Easter. I get a call from my teaching agency, do not come back. They don't want you anymore. And that's the nature of temping.
Yeah.
So it's just the nature of the beast. And because I was in the fourth form of depending on people to pay me my money and trading my time for, you know, doing services with them, I was just like, what am I gonna do? And I just sunk. I was so upset that I couldn't even call the job centre the next day and say, oh, I need to sign on. I had to at least have a day of just brooding and so on and so forth. So that's when the depression started, and that was a 3 month long cycle of crying, eating. I remember one day I just stayed in bed. It was like 3 days in a row just in bed watching Jeremy Kyle.
Oh god, that is enough to depress anybody.
Can we get the violins out, please? Yeah, but that's the reality. And I picked myself up from here. How do you get up from that? So, using the gifts that God has given me, I used my experience of having little or no money to help people save money, to help people get jobs that they want to be passionate about their work. And writing is in my blood. I just love it. It's a beautiful form of expression.
Yeah.
And that's really how the journey started to writing the second edition of this book.
What was the first edition?
The first edition was an inner city guide to surviving the credit crunch, and it had cartoon caricatures on it, and it looked like it was for teenagers, but it wasn't. It was for female budget holders, and you know, it had tips in there for them to save money, but it didn't have what it's got now, which is a workbook, and I'm sure you know we'll go into that a little bit more. It's just more intense, and the cover wasn't correct. The cover looked too young, and I was advised that I needed to be on the cover and raise my profile. Now you know that,
raise your profile, don't you? Your A game.
Yeah, I see you looking all sophisticated on your website.
Oh, thank you. Looking good.
Thank you. That's what happened.
Great. I mean, it's not great, but I'm glad. You know, sometimes things happen, and then we've got your gift. You've given us this gift.
Thank you.
To save money and do, you know, the things. I won't go into it just now, but the things in there that I think, why didn't I think about that before?
Mm. So, but it is great, because if I saw that head teacher, I would give her a hug and a kiss, and she probably would want to call the police. I'm glad she done it. Thank you.
Well, that's what you call the gift of adversity. You've got previous experience as, you know, as a teaching assistant, a performance poet, a singer. How would you say all these things have helped you to form the decisions and the work that you do today? How have they all come together?
Well, as a performance poet and singer, I go by the name Lyrical Healer.
Okay.
So that's my other hat.
You're going to break into a song, aren't you?
Sweet apple butter. You know, so with the word Lyrical Healer, it's about healing people through lyrics, empowering people through lyrics, inspiring people through lyrics, getting them to be positive. Yeah. That's what I was always about. Heal thyself, you know, says the physician. So through that experience of going on stages like Arsenal Football Stadium, have performed in their massive Millwall.
Can you still get tickets to go in? Because I'd be very interested.
We've got a gooner in the house. Chelsea all the way. Blues.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, Blues all the way. So no, I can't.
I'm sure I can persuade you. We can have that conversation offline.
You're gonna get me another cup of tea. Yes. Yeah. That specific experience helped me to be articulate, to tell my story, to encourage, inspire and uplift.
Yeah.
And then you've got the teaching assistant hat. Now, although I got to a point that I didn't want to work with primary school children or secondary school children anymore, it was still gift in there, because I learned so much about the curriculum and numeracy and how to do lesson plans and how to structure things. And that kind of benefited me when I came to my company and thinking about how do I pitch to organisations with this knowledge of curriculum core subjects that I have. And it would be a conversation of, you know, what we do helps improve literacy skills, yes, and I'll get there, numeracy as well, if that was called for, so in budgeting. So I'm confident that I could even go in a room and not have a lesson plan and would still have fun, or I could just do it with my eyes shut. So yeah,
great. Okay, so you have this, you took me, you know, following on from that, you have this get up and go, you know, with a positive aura and persona. What is the secret? Because I want to know, and I'm sure my listeners also want to know.
Secret is nan, nan, nan.
Please tell. Please share.
Yeah, so I'm a creative and I love to write, and I would write for free, but don't tell nobody.
I'm not telling anybody. I'll just keep your numbers
That's
secret.
Right. It'll be between us, yeah?
Yes.
So, determination in what it is that you want to do.
Yeah.
Passion is a great gift in to have in any area of your life. If you've got passion and you work on your passion, you will never work another day in your life. what we're doing right now is work. It's a job.
It is a job.
But I'm enjoying myself.
So am I. Because I'm listening to you and I could do this all day.
Right.
Yeah, because you go and meet different, like personally for me, I go and meet different people. Mm. I get to hear their stories.
Mm-hmm.
It never feels like work. You're telling me about your story. And for you, it's not like work.
So it's to never give up, Lily.
That's the secret. Never give up.
Yeah, it's to never give up. Rest, if you must.
Rest, okay.
But don't quit.
Okay.
That's not my line, that's someone else's, but I don't know who.
So it sounds good. Rest if you must, but don't quit.
It's a poem called Don't Quit. You probably find it on the internet.
Okay, I have to steal that. It's beautiful. For something. Yeah. Rest if you must, but don't quit. I like it. So Winsome Duncan, you are a highly decorated brand.
Why, thank you.
in terms of accolades, which of these has been the highest, the highlight thus far?
Wow, good question. I think it's the Ixion Gold Challenger Award.
Mm-hmm.
This was for overcoming major obstacles in my business, which was having no finance.
Oh, God.
And I don't know. You're looking good up in here, Lily, so I think you must always have had finance. I don't know if you can relate to that experience, can you?
Oh, yes. As a business, cash flow. Cash flow.
You know something about cash flow?
Excel
spreadsheet.
The business owner who tells you that they've never had cash flow problems is lying, or they don't own a business. It's as simple as that.
Wow.
That's what I say.
To the point.
Right.
Mm.
You will come. There will come a time that you've done your orders, things are coming in, and you need to pay other people,
mm-hmm.
and there's a gap. Mm-hmm. That's called cash flow crisis. Every business owner has had that.
Yeah.
But
so in that state, this is why, you know, Gold Challenger, they had silver award, mm-hmm. and they had gold, and gold is, you know, creme de la creme. And I came on top because it was just the obstacles were just like Mount Everest. I had to be really creative with how I was going to move forward and open up this business. Just things like getting limited by guarantee. I mean, it's £59.99, but when you haven't got £59.99, what are you going to do?
So what did you do?
I got a loan from the job centre for £1,000 at 8% interest. It's a new enterprise allowance.
Okay.
And that's what they call it. And people that are signing on and that are entrepreneurial like myself, or, you know, and showing enterprising ideas, can apply for this.
Okay.
And I think they've increased it to £10,000 now. And that was the struggle. So the reason why this is a highlight, because I just never wanted anything more in my life than this award. You know, I didn't even know there was a monetary prize. I just wanted the award and the recognition and to say, you know, as a pat on the back. So getting a £500 check was really good as well.
Must have helped with the cash flow crisis.
Yeah, it did. So, yeah, that was definitely one of the highlights. And as I got up onto the stage, the song that they played as I departed was, I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give up, I'm not gonna stop, I'm gonna work harder, I'm a survivor.
Woo!
Yeah.
Miss Winsome is in the house.
Hey!
Imagine that you're sitting in front of your careers officer back in the day and you're this 16-year-old that thinks they know it all. What would you have said to that person you wanted to be when you grew up?
I would have said, start your creative writing business.
Yeah.
And if that was told to me, I think I would be a millionaire by now. Because that's my gift into the world.
Mm.
That's what God has blessed me with. I can sit down and write blogs. I can sit down and write poems. I can sit down and write fiction. I don't find it a chore. I love editing.
Okay.
I'm a bit of a nerd like that.
Okay.
So, and I don't even mind editing films, which is not text, but, you know, I just love pulling things together,
yeah,
you know, tightening it. So it would have been start your business, because my first business, the Healing Factory, is a creative arts company,
mm-hmm.
and I was part-time in that business from since 2006.
But then isn't that we're all brought up to go, and I always say we're all brought up to go through the civil service factory,
yeah,
and come out with our, you know, retirement check. But times are changing. At school, the idea is that you go through a certain channel,
yes,
which ultimately graduates and you get decanted into that pool of 9-to-5 civil service or whatever, and rather than entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
But I think school is changing slightly now.
I hope so.
Maybe not school, college is changing, but school is still, kids are still directed towards...
Yeah, quite rigid.
Yeah. But there you go, you never know what 10 years will bring. So this is where I've got some testimonials that I'd like... I've got one, the first one is from Yvonne Douglas. And she is an emotional trauma coach, author and speaker. She says, Winsome is an enthusiastic and committed entrepreneur. She works very hard at what she does and is great at networking and bringing people together. Her passion for the youth shines through in her events and venture catered to help them achieve. She's also very creative and a great inspirational speaker. How does that make you feel?
Yvonne's a darling. I had a good, you know, vibration with her and a good lesson from her. She really is what she preaches in terms of being a communicator and counsellor as well. I don't think that it says that, but she does counselling. And
okay,
she knows how to connect with people, and it makes me feel validated. It makes me feel someone's paid attention. It makes me feel noticed. It makes me feel appreciated.
Yeah.
And I'm really grateful, because words are power. There's life and death on the tongue.
Oh.
So one must really choose their words wisely.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the lyrical healer, Winsome Duncan. She's the employability champion, and she helps people get their groove back so they can get hired and stay hired. She's the author of the book 100 Ways to Save Money, and I think it should be titled More Than 100 Ways to Save Money, because I counted 117. I'm very studious, I have.
Surprise!
Her mantra is, there is greatness within you, which I like. So let's look at some of the points that we're going to discuss some more. Your profile says that you are an employability coach. Tell us more of, you know, in terms of what that means. What's an employability coach?
I help people back into work that they love.
Okay.
So our motto is empowering you back into work. As an employability coach, I've got to bring the energy. I've got to bring the vibration. I've got to bring the A game.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I need to exercise my giftings in the area of, right, get up, do this, do that. It's almost like Sergeant Major sometimes.
Mm.
Be inspired. I listen to languages. If you don't do this, why? Positive words, positive affirmations. You know, the whole idea is to get people thinking outside the box, thinking about whether they want to start a business or not, and if they don't, that's fine. So then what's the best route to getting you into a job that you want to do? Is that going to be going into further education? Is that going to be volunteering your time? Is that going to be all these other avenues that you can go down? So my job as an employability coach is to really wake people up, change their physiology, change their, you know, the body language, the posture, get them acting, thinking and being like they've already got the job.
Yeah.
And that's how I would describe it. But no one's ever asked me that before.
Oh, okay.
You're the first.
Well, you see, sometimes you just have a statement, or people are describing. So, yeah, tell me what
I've had an idea what an employability coach, but you've explained it, quite eloquently. So thank you very much for that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Winsome, could you please tell us what the profile of your typical client might look like? Profile.
So someone that's long-term unemployed, someone that's also on a low income.
What is the definition of long-term?
Me personally, I would say 6 months plus.
Okay.
However, it might vary from institute to institute. Some people say a year, some might say two. Mm.
Okay.
But if you've not been in work, in employment for 6 months or more, that's how I would define it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So that's long
term. And yeah, that's long term for me, for us, employ me, yeah. And also, we actually do deal with business entrepreneurs as well. So individuals that are like myself, creative, have an idea, want to start a business, we have support there for them.
Okay.
And I think that is important. It's a basic business startup package where they can do their business templates, understand niche markets.
Okay.
About who are your clients. And actually to create a client profile. And these are all detailed and intricate, and it actually hurts people's brains, but it's what I had to learn.
Mm.
So does your client shop in Lidl's or do they shop in Marks and Spencer's? Do they buy apple juice or do they buy orange juice? Do they read Free Metro newspaper or do they read Cosmopolitan?
What do you do both?
Yeah, if you want. If you want. But I know all about, you know, shopping in Lidl, shopping in Netto's, shopping in Aldi's, because hard times call for hard measures.
Yes.
You know, and saving those few extra pennies, as I said, on £49 a week, had to be done.
Mm.
So those are the three key people that we work with. And, you know, basically people who seem to be out of reach, out of touch.
Yeah.
You know, so for example, if they've just left prison,
mm-hmm.
it's like, what do they do? How can we stop them reoffending?
Mm.
So that's who we work with, really.
Great.
But the majority are people that are unemployed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you know, somebody has to look after people who are not even looking forward to the next day.
Mm.
You know, they have the will to find the job, but they probably don't have the how mm-hmm. to. So mm-hmm. you're doing a great job there.
Thank you.
You're welcome. An example, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You know, I'm a young 22-year-old guy. You know, I've done the average job and, you know, I have my NVQs. I'm good with my hands. I fix cars, so, you know, I'm always tinkering with computers, electronics and stuff. But, I mean, I lack the confidence to go and fight, to use, you know, my God-given talents to become somebody. How would you work with somebody like me?
That's really interesting. 22, you're still learning, you're still growing, you're still discovering who you are. So it's not surprising that you're going to lack confidence. We see that a lot with that kind of age group. So I'm talking 16 to 24.
Yeah.
So one of the things that we'd look at is confidence building and self-esteem raising. And it sounds easier than what it is, but it's basically helping them to feel good about themselves and more positive about their circumstances. And getting them to have, is your attitude of the glass of life half full or half empty?
Because
it's just a perspective.
Yes.
At the end of the day, and we want to get them to the half full approach. So with the confidence building, we're thinking about things like making eye contact. Some people find it very awkward to look somebody dead into the eye.
Mm.
And in interviews, that's a really good skill to have if you're sitting in front of a panel, especially. Building self-esteem, there's lots of different things that we can do, helping them to articulate themselves a bit more. So we bring in role play. My background is also in theatre, and London Bubble Theatre Company was the only job that was PAYE that I loved and didn't feel like a job.
Yeah.
So interview role play, and that would include things like positive affirmation. I deserve the best.
Mm-hmm.
I am valuable. I am somebody. I count. I'm destined for greatness. Mm-hmm. I will overcome.
Yes.
And it's not just saying those words. It's actually feeling it and embodying it. So let's try it. Ready, Lily?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, here we go. So I deserve the best.
I deserve the best.
I am somebody.
I am somebody.
I am destined for greatness.
I am destined for greatness.
I am an overcomer.
I am an overcomer.
The victory is mine.
The victory is mine.
Well done.
Have I passed my test?
Yes.
Okay.
And you said it so eloquently.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I've thumbed through the 117 ways of saving money. I can't give it all away because, guys, I think everybody should have a copy in their handbag on the train to work for May the next week. May I just
interject?
Yes.
The
yes.
reason why
mm-hmm.
I wanted to surprise you with extra 17 tips, Lily.
Oh.
Yes, and you're the first person that's mentioned that. And in the beginning, when we had the title, we really struggled around what the title would be. And I had many advisors around me, but in the end, I wanted to go with something that sounded more rounded.
Mm.
So when you get to 100, you think, okay, we're finished. And then you see 101.
I know.
And then you don't know where it's going to end.
Yeah.
So happy surprise day.
Thank you. It's almost like you go to, you know, the supermarket and it's like a bite one, get 17 free.
Exactly. That's what we do here.
Okay, so 117 ways of saving money. And then some more tips. So tip number 39 on page 34, from £5 to feed four people.
Correct.
Right? So you can get the kids involved, you can miss back ball, but if it was my family, mm-hmm. it would be rice and peas.
Oh, what peas do you use?
Black eyed peas, and I cook it from scratch.
I haven't wow. Do you yeah. soak the peas overnight?
No, I cheat a bit. I put bicarbonate of soda on it.
And what does that do?
It just softens it very quickly.
Oh, does it? While it's cooking?
Yeah, just like a quarter of a spoonful.
Oh, I never knew that.
Just to soften it, yeah.
I do overnight.
Oh, my mom does that.
Yeah.
But well, I cheat.
I'm going to cheat now.
Yeah.
Bicarbonate of soda.
Yeah, not too much, otherwise it would go all sort of awful in your mouth, but just a little bit.
Okay, so rice and peas and...
Rice and peas, what would I have it with? I do like my fried plantain and grilled fish.
You're making me hungry now.
And grilled fish.
Mm. Could you do that on the 5-hour?
I think I could. The rice and peas will not cost too much.
Mm.
You can get plantain 3 for £1 from Brixton Market or any of the others. So that's £1. Rice and peas, probably £1. It's a fish that would cost money, and you can get fresh fish also from the market. So that's tip number 39. Tip number 68
mm-hmm.
on page 48 says, say no to viruses.
Yeah.
Apparently many organisations have a big sort of, they buy their software in bulk,
mm-hmm.
and the employees can get the software as part of their employee package.
Yeah, so it's the perks of being employed in government establishments.
Okay.
I got this when I worked for Tower Hamlets Children's Services, and their licensing is obviously extensive, and because of the data protection and confidentiality, you had to have a high level of virus support. So it was just on offer. Sophos, it's expired now, it expired ages ago, but it was just on offer, and at the time I was getting lots of viruses because I had the free AVG one.
Oh god.
Sometimes what? You can take this freeness a little bit too far, I must say.
Yeah,
you can, but you know it's life, isn't it? So yeah, definitely go for that.
ask your employer if you can have some of their software on license for free.
Okay,
that's it.
And then tip number 79 on page 52 says free tools for business. So for instance, you can have templates for your website, business cards, even though the owner of the business card company or the owner of the template website will link their name, their brand, onto your brand. And but you say that it may look unprofessional, but the idea is that everybody has to start from somewhere.
And that's where I started from.
Yeah.
I'm not ashamed to say that.
But I think also, based on, you know, I have to say, as a branding person.
Yes, please say.
By all means, start from somewhere, but don't stay there for too long.
Because that's very nicely put.
Because you are giving someone else's brand your time and energy. Of course, I think the naysayers, which you will ultimately be surrounded with if you decide to do something as scary as entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
And there will be people say, oh, you can't do this, you can't do this, or everything has to be just perfect before you step out.
Yeah.
No. Mm. Do what you can with what you have.
Mm.
So now, Miss Winsome, you wear several hats, such as a writer, a coach, a motivational speaker, entrepreneur, lyrical healer. Which one of this is by far your favorite pastime?
Oh, motivational speaking by far, because I was trained by Les Brown. The reason why I started writing the book in 2011 was because I was watching his motivational videos.
Okay.
After being, you know, unemployed, and he said, you've got to live what's in you.
Live what's in you.
And he said, there's greatness within you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to be his protege on the 3-day course where he taught me how to do my motivational speaking.
Great.
And
give us one tip in terms of that he did for you that you use today.
Oh gosh, there's so many. Wow. Learn how to tell your story.
Okay.
Not for sympathy, but for empowerment.
Yeah.
That would be the tip.
Learn how to tell your story, not for sympathy, but for empowerment.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm learning a lot today. That's why I love this show, because I learn so much every day about so many different things.
Mm.
Testimonial number 2 from Emmanuel Anyam Osigwe.
Well done.
Okay. And he's a business owner, producer, and he does that with Channel 4.
Yes.
What he says is, I've had the pleasure of knowing Ms. Duncan since school days, and it gives me great pleasure to be able to chronicle her many achievements in recent years, from writing books to presenting radio shows to supporting the very best in UK spoken word and urban independent cinema. Miss Duncan is one of the very few women I've met in the industry with a hell-bent determination to succeed, and her drive and diligence will take her a long, long way. Wow. Mr. Emmanuel obviously thinks and has a lot of respect for you, and it's shown all here. Look at you.
Yeah, because, you know, it's just taking it in. I was just like, wow, people are saying these things about me. It's mind-blowing. But yeah, he's one of my longest-standing friends, learning from since I was 16.
Oh.
And because of Emmanuel, my short films were shown on BBC, iPlayer, Sky, Virgin Media, BT, Vision. My short film, The Healer Within, which is now available on YouTube for those listeners that would like to, you know, go and have a look.
The Healer Within.
Yeah, so that was about the creative capacity that I worked in, Lyrical Healer. And Money's Too Tight to Mention. And that was
also the book. Always.
when he on Facebook said it will be on BBC iPlayer, with my far self I wrote, I think you've mistaken. It's like, what are you talking about? Because it was my first ever film. What do you mean it's on BBC iPlayer? What are you talking
when
about?
When was this?
Oh, this is a couple of years ago. So what are we, 2015? So I think 2013 it came out. And my jaw just hit the floor. I was like, wow, there must be some sort of anointing over my life. So yay to Emmanuel. He's an amazing guy. You know, I sit on the board with his events. I'm always involved. And for the last 2 years, he has launched it. So BUFF is British Urban Film Festival.
Okay.
And he's launched it at Channel 4, which I think is a fantastic partnership.
Mm.
And I've just watched him growing, and I think this year is his 10th year, so I'm behind him all the way. I've done presenting, you know, I've done some creative ideas, and I'm so proud of what he's doing to put British films on the map. And
yeah.
If I'm so blessed to have an abundance of wealth, I'd definitely invest in his work and his dream and what he does.
That's great. So we thank Mr. Emmanuel.
Yay, Mr. Emmanuel.
This is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with the lyrical healer, Winsome Duncan. She's the employability champion. She helps people get their groove back so they can get hired and stay hired. She's the author of the book 100 Ways to Save Money, which I think should be entitled More Than 100 Ways to Save Money, because I counted 107 and I have discovered 117 and I've discovered just one more now, so it's now 118.
Okay.
Her mantra is there is greatness within you. So let's wrap up now.
Mm-hmm.
It can't all be work, work, work. So what's your guilty pleasure?
What's that?
Guilty pleasure. Fun.
What's that? Wow, it is a lot of work, if I'm totally honest.
Mm.
I work long hours, 16 hour days, sometimes, you know, 18, whatever's required. However, my guilty pleasure is spending time with my nephews. I've got twin nephews who just turned 1 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Non-identical. And they're just bundles of joy. When I just see them laugh, it makes me laugh. It just lights up your soul.
There's nothing, very few things that you have no control over in terms of your positive emotion, and that's a baby laughing.
Mm.
It lifts pure, you up. Yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm. We all support charities, Winsome, for personal reasons. Well, I certainly do. Which charities do you support and why?
I have two. Mild May in Hackney, which supports families that are living with HIV.
Okay.
And Shea Foundation. I went to Haiti and I've done some mission work there. And
okay.
I also made a film. Mm. That was my first film, Haiti, A Vision of Hope. And I made that film on my camera phone. So you're interested, for those that are listening, go on and just type in Haiti, A Vision of Hope, and it's about 25 minutes. Right. And you see all the work that we've done.
Mm, it's great. Yeah. So many things I have to look up now that I didn't know. So what, in terms of contact information, how can our listeners contact you and find out 118 ways of saving money? And certainly what we haven't talked too much about is Employ Me as well. How do we contact you? If perhaps somebody just come to you, or is it by referral to Employ Me?
At the moment it's just, you know, you can come to us, and you know, I've got a project manager, I've got an admin assistant, so if it's not me personally getting back to you, one of them will. And just make your inquiry.
Yeah.
You know, our next workshop is 8 Steps to Employment, and we've got loads of things, job fairs happening in July. So there's always something for someone that's interested in getting up from here. So email me at workshops at employme.org. Now I just want to spell Employ Me because I want people to get the right spelling. So it's MPLOME. So Employ Me.
Okay.
Workshops at employme.org.
Okay.
And if you would like to give us a call, please call 079-444-55010. That's 079-444-55010. 55010. And if you just want to find out what we do, we have our website, which is www.employme.org. And again, you're spelling employme, M-P-L-O-Y-M-E.
Okay, thank you. And finally, three tips for saving money.
Okay. So tip number one.
Mm-hmm.
Are these mine or yours?
Just off the top of your head.
Oh, right, okay.
Three more tips.
Three more. Okay, so tip number one, price comparison websites are great.
Okay.
We looked at that today for Canon HD camera. I was just like, nope, I want with the lowest price that we found, I think was 318. I was like, find that one, please. Tip number two, sell unwanted items on eBay or car boot sales.
Okay.
Great way of making money. Tip number three, I love this one because I used to do it all the time in the office. Honestly, hard times. Use black ink in the office when running low on colour.
Okay, you just forget and just press, keep the colour running until it runs out.
No, if it runs out, you won't be able to use the black ink. When the colour ink is getting low, just start printing in black.
Well, you have to change the settings on the computer, I guess.
No, when you go to print your document,
mm-hmm.
it should say grayscale, black and grayscale, and then you'll tick the box.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yay! The light bulb's gone off in your head.
119.
Yeah.
Grab a copy of that book. It's on Amazon. It's on in all the good bookshops. And it's a quick read and you get lots and lots of tips. But what I'd say is please do not recycle it to your family. Buy them a copy, whether it's for birthday or for Christmas, or save money and they will buy you presents as a result. So Winston, keep up the good work, especially with our young ones, as they are really our future. And I wish you all the best with everything you do. And I hope you come back and join me on the sofa and tell me what's next in the world of the brand named Winston Duncan. So thanks for tuning in, listeners, and keep smiling and always walk good. Winston, thank you so much.
Thank you.